The Veterans Administration runs a nursing home network of 130 community living centers throughout the nation. Although the VA has tracked detailed patient data for years, consumers looking to place family in these facilities didn't have access to statistics on patient health outcomes in areas, for instance, like pain management care, until last week. The VA announced in a statement on June 12th it had made public for the first time annual nursing home ratings and blamed the Obama administration for the lag, saying, quote, it had resisted making certain VA quality data public, but under President Trump's leadership, transparency and accountability have become hallmarks of VA, end quote. That full statement will be posted on the show's website. What the VA didn't acknowledge was the investigation by USA Today and the Boston Globe that prompted the release, and the fact that watchdogs say there's still a long road ahead before real transparency is achieved. With us for a few minutes is Donovan Slack, Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security correspondent with USA Today. Donovan, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So how transparent is this, in fact? Is there any transparency here we should be looking for?
No. Well, let's just say this. They released a sliver of ratings that they were seeking to, do damage control that tries to shed better light on the actual outcomes. But what they have still failed to release is the quality data, as you mentioned, the rates of infection, the rates of falls, of bed sores. All of these are critical to consumers of long-term care, including veterans, when determining the quality of a VA nursing home.
Now, there was concern here. Obviously, it started in Phoenix. The major public scandal began here. When did your investigation start? Was it prompted by something that came out of that word over the last couple of years? How long have you been digging in on this? And frankly, how frustrating is it when you hear that we're already a year and a half in the Trump administration and they're still being blame placed on the Obama administration for this information lagging?
Well, I thought that was a fascinating statement for the VA to try and make. In fact, this story started for me in March of last year when I first got a call from a source who also was a source in the Phoenix investigation, who told me about this secret rating system and these nursing homes. And I first asked for it last August and was told by the VA that they would not, in fact, release it at that time. So what happened last week is when the VA found out that I actually had the data obtained from internal sources, then they decided to try and publish some of it to try and preempt our story.
So even doing that, though, you know there is so much more to come. Is there any reason to expect, based on the investigation or based on other factors, that more information will be forthcoming?
Well, I've spoken to some groups. I imagine Congress will be calling for more transparency as the quality data, but is still being kept secret. But there's also a trove of information in inspection reports, which also has not been made public. The VA says it's going to release those inspection reports, but didn't say when.
Has leadership at the VA, which I don't know if that's some sort of an oxymoron, but has leadership at the VA that has changed recently made any sort of a difference? Should we expect more communication, fewer secrets? Any reason to believe that?
At this point, no. I mean, the acting VA secretary, his name is Peter O'Rourke, he would have been the one to sign off on this kind of halfway release of data and also keeping the other data secret. Now, let's see if that changes going forward.
Donovan, I don't want to put you in a position to have to make an opinion on this, but it does strike me that is there reason to believe that if information like this is not being released, should we draw the conclusion that perhaps things are not improving? Because if they were improving, wouldn't you think they'd want the information to get out?
Well, yeah, and this is exactly right. I mean, what we determined was that actually quality of care at VA nursing homes falls below the private sector on a majority of key measures. And so if it did perform better, one could argue, as you say, that they would want this information out there. But because it's bad, one could argue that they want to keep it closed.
And Donovan, finally, as a journalist, what's your next step with this story?
Well, we're looking to, as I said, speak to groups, members of Congress, others, veterans, and see what they have to say.
Well, Donovan Slack is Veteran Affairs and Homeland Security correspondent with USA Today. Thanks very much for the time today.
Thank you.